That there is Going Out Like That from Reba McEntire's new album. It's called Love Somebody, which is on sale this Tuesday, April 14th, wherever you buy music. And Brad Jenkins recently had a chance to catch up with her to talk about the album, her career, and her future plans. Let's listen in.
We're proud to welcome a woman whose multimedia career spanned 4 decades, including television, country music, Grammy Awards, and even her own clothing line at Dillard's. So we asked Reba what made her decide to record again after a 5-year break from making music.
I was kind of in between television and music, and I was taking a walk one day and I got an idea to sing a song called Pray for Peace. I wrote it and we came in and recorded it. And then I went out to eat dinner, and Arvel and I did, with Scott and Sandy, Borchetta. And Scott said, how would you like to come back in and let's do some more music? And I said, well, I would love to, because, you know, it was just really exciting to get back in the studio. I love it. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. Once you've done it, you know, you get back in there and you just start singing. And just had a blast. I just wish it never ended. I just love the process of recording.
Well, we love your music, obviously, and your new CD is incredible. Here's my question for you, though. How do you continue to keep your music fresh and current with the trends?
That's somebody else's job, to make sure that it fits with radio, that it is in the swing of things and it's in the trend. My job is to find the songs that touch my heart. That's my formula. That's the way I've always been doing it. And if it touches my heart, then when I sing it, hopefully it's going to touch yours when you listen to it.
Well, if you're just tuning in with us, you're listening to Reba McEntire on Technically Speaking. And Reba, you truly have a family business. Your husband, Narvel Blackstock, is also your manager and manages Kelly Clarkson, who is also your daughter-in-law. So do you keep family and business separate at home and family gatherings?
We always combine it. You know, we'll all say, hey, and then Kelly will hand me River, and then they'll talk business a little bit, and then I'll get in, I'll ask a question about it, and pretty soon everybody's in the business of one way or another. Brandon, our oldest son, Kelly's husband, co-manages Blake Shelton with Narvel. And so it's a family topics, and the girls are, you know, really into their business. My oldest daughter, Shauna, owns a salon in Gallatin, Tennessee. My youngest daughter, Chastity, she has 2 beautiful kids and is a soccer mom. So everybody's busy, and there's Shelby, my youngest son. He's a race car driver, so everybody's got something they've got to talk about in the family dinners and keeps it business, but then also with family.
Well, there's no doubt, Reba, that you're one of country music's just biggest artist, and you're an icon when it comes to country history.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
It seems like the landscape now of getting into music has sort of changed. And you've got shows like American Idol, you have The Voice, where it almost seems like a shortcut. And so many people have had to kind of grind it out, you know, up and down Broadway and Nashville and, you know, playing in those dive bars, and all of a sudden they get noticed. But with these TV shows, it really just lets them kind of put themselves out there. Your daughter-in-law, Kelly Clarkson, I mean, she got shot into stardom. Carrie Underwood, same type of thing. I mean, do you think that this is a shortcut to become a superstar?
It's hard for them. It's really hard. I've talked to Carrie about it. It was very hard to go from Shakota, Oklahoma, to superstardom. Whereas I started from Chalky, Oklahoma, and I got a little baby step at a time, where my foundation was much more strong. I got people around me. I didn't have a number one record for six years. So I learned, and I saw how the business was, and I met people. And so it was a huge support group around me who kept teaching me, and I kept asking questions. Carrie didn't have the chance to do that. So it's harder for them than it ever was for me. So I respect them highly for jumping in the deep end of the pool, where I got to kind of stay in the shallow part for a long time and, you know, kind of kick around a little bit. But wow, they're tough, and they're survivors.
Well, we're pleased. If you're joining us right now, we have country music superstar Reba McEntire right here on Technically Speaking. So let me ask you a question. Obviously, we're in the financial planning industry, and as retirement planners, you know, we offer support systems to our clients so they can live the life of retirement they work so hard for. And the one that they've always imagined, right? We here at our firm, we like to call it loving tomorrow. Obviously, you love what you do, and we want you to keep doing it for a long time. I'm sure you do too. But when it does come time to retire, what does retirement look like for you?
All of my girlfriends and I, even my youngest daughter, Chastity, we want to have a compound. And we even, like my mother-in-law's place, she lives at a retirement home, and they play games all the time, and they're doing activities. And you call her, and she'll say, yeah, hello. I say, hi, Glory, what are you doing? Playing 42, got to call you back. And we're like, can we move in with you? So that's the retirement I want. I want to be with my buddies, my friends, my family, and just having a big time.
Well, Reba, we know you have no plans of slowing down anytime soon. You're actually joining your friends Brooks and Dunn, from what I heard, and you're going to do a show at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. Now, that obviously sounds like a lot of fun. I'm actually originally from Las Vegas, born and raised. Now, obviously, it's no wonder you keep working. You've got so many hit songs. I mean, between the three of you, how do you guys, when you think about it, how do you pick the songs that we're going to hear?
Well, that's what's so much fun about this project, going to Caesars, setting up residency there at Caesars in Las Vegas. We were trying to put the set list together for the songs, and somebody would say, are you going to do so-and-so? I said, well, no, that wasn't a single. Yeah, I know, but I want to hear it. Yeah, but we've got, you know, between the two, the three of us, we've got a few number one records, thanks to all the fans and folks in radio who have let us have those. So when you go to a concert, you want to hear something familiar so you can sing along to. That's what I want to hear.
So take us there for a moment. I want to go backstage with Reba McEntire. Right before the lights come on, right before you walk on stage, what happens behind the curtain?
What we do beforehand, after I've got my glam all on, and my costume model, I've got my ear monitors all in, we just hang outside behind the stage and have a good time. Everybody's in a great mood. We pinky up. I started doing that when I did Broadway. And so we all pinky up and we high five and we're all energetic and we get out there and just have a great time. And I say a prayer that, Lord, let me do the best show ever tonight. This is going to be the best show. What I've learned from Shelby in racing is your subconscious will guide the ship. You know, you tell it, you know, this is going to be great. This is going to be good. We're going to do the best show ever. We're going to say our words. We're going to remember our words. And it all turns out to be the most fun in the world. And that's just, I just love it.
Well, I know we love watching you on stage. And you know, you mentioned the race car driving. I actually had a chance to race cars as well for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And it comes down to trust. You have to trust that vehicle. You've got to trust your safety equipment. So let me ask you, with what you do, how important is it to trust the people you work with when you're performing?
Well, it's a team. And your team, they're giving you information to improve and to do new projects and come in with ideas and creativity. If you don't trust them, when you have to go perform the ideas they have given you, you can't do it with 100% conviction. Because in the back of your mind, you're like, I didn't think they gave me a good idea this time. Then you don't give your all. So your team has to be strong. And I'm very thrilled. People I get to work with are a lot smarter than I am. They come up with the great ideas and I get to go do it. So trust is very important.
Well, we look forward to hearing your new CD, Love Somebody, on sale Tuesday, April 14th, wherever you buy music. Now, it's your first album in 5 years. It includes a great duo with Jennifer Nettles and Sugarland called Enough, and we can't wait to hear it.
Well, thanks to everybody listening out there, and I hope you enjoy what we come up with in the line of music, and it was good to visit with y'all today. He comes around.